Good morning. Welcome to this special edition of Focus, joined by my friend Mary Flint in studio. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning to you, Terry.
Like we were just talking about, time goes by so quickly. You have been cancer-free for 8 years, and the Relay for Life Radiothon is once again coming back to WRMJ April 28th. Mary, congratulations first on being cancer-free for 8 years.
Thank you very much. And anybody that's had cancer, every time you go in for your yearly checkup, even though you feel great, you still have that little apprehension. So I got a really good report, and I'm good to go. I'm 8 years. I was involved with Relay before that, but this is our 11th annual Radiothon.
Yes, and I'm so excited because last year we experimented a little bit with being outdoors, meeting people where they were from their car. We had a great year last year, Mary.
It was perfect. Everything just came together. WRMJ moved downtown here just in time. We had wonderful workers outside. The people were so generous. And just the visibility of your location now. And we had just a wonderful day.
And real quick, just want to let people know the big change this year. If we can pull it off, Fergs is going to give us two of their chairs from inside. We're going to put them outside and try to give you some live music during the Radiothon. That's April 28th, 6 to 2 on WRMJ.
It is. And the live music has just added another component. And both of the people, Jason Parchert and Ryan Carresco, not only are so well known in the area, but they have a personal story to tell and they really care about Relay. So we're very anxious to have them here. And everybody out there, pray for good weather on the 28th, because if it's nice, it will be a wonderful day out there. But I have such a great listing too of survivors and caregivers and supporters, team members of Relay. Those of you that have listened before know how impactful it is. And this is another year that it is going to be extremely impactful. It'll be worth your time.
So we were going over the lineup, and there's a lot of folks that'll be coming in, you know, every 15, 20 minutes to talk to you about their personal stories. And we hope that that does make you feel compelled to give, because the money is going to such an important cause, and that's Relay for Life.
It is. And oftentimes people say, well, does it really stay in Mercer County? Well, yes, in that Mercer County residents use the services of the American Cancer Society, like rides to recovery, staying at Hope Lodge in Iowa City or Mayo Clinic, making the phone call, and then getting personal reference, you know, and information they can use. And mostly, I feel like what you cannot do in Mercer County, but the best, one of the best reasons to give, is supporting cancer research. That is where it's at. All of us that have had cancer, we just are so thankful we had it in this century, you know, even 20 years or 10, because things have developed so much and it can save your life. Treatments, and you know, or it'll extend your life. And where it's at is cancer research, and a lot of our funds go toward that, and I'm a big believer in that.
Again, we're speaking with Mary Flint, and we're talking about the Relay for Life Radiothon, April 28th, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on WRMJ. Mary, this started out in 2014, and it's grown over the years. In fact, this would be our 12th year.
This is our 11th.
11th year, okay. 11th. All right.
John Hoshite, my great friend back, well, now still, but back then when they lived here, Sue Hiscox, mm-hmm. and I knew that Knox County had a radiothon. And so we approached John in 2014, and he was all about it. Well, that year we had 28 callers, and we made $1,875. And we were thrilled with it.
That's fantastic.
It was our first year. Now, just compare that to last year, 2024, we had not 28, but 98 callers. We had about 30 people stop in outside, which that'll be way more this year. And we made $11,091.
And let me just say, the goal this year is going to be $12,000. And Mary, that's because this is so important. We don't want anyone to hear the words, you have cancer without feeling completely supported by their community.
That is a good way to put it. And your funds definitely go towards supporting, and not only the survivors, but the caregivers, because they're also so very important also. So yeah, I just could not be any more excited. I just urge you to listen that day from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And as you said, Terry, feel compelled, and I feel like you will be compelled, to call in and make a pledge, send a check. You can stop in, walk in. We had people walk their dogs last year, stop by, give some money. You can just drive right up to the station. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Oh, you know what? Spanky's Meat Wagon. Now, the city hasn't approved my special use permit yet, but we're going to have Spanky's right outside. So as you give, you can swing through. And Spanky's going to give 20% of proceeds and all of his tips to Relay for Life. Yeah, everybody getting involved.
People were so supportive of him last year, and we thank him so much. And, you know, we might have some other things in the works, too. I know we are going to have a donation bucket at New Windsor Depot that... You know, if you're not able to come or what call or whatever, you could drop some money in. Also at Rocky's there in New Boston. Well, I just wanted to mention, Terry, that when you call in or stop by or whatever, you can dedicate your pledge in honor of someone who's maybe fighting the cause right now, or in memory of someone who lost their battle with cancer. And I will say it over the radio. You don't have to, but if you would like to, that's very, very important. And if you donate this year, WRMJ has kindly agreed, we're going to put your name in a drawing, whether you come outside, inside, whatever, for some pretty awesome couple prizes.
Yeah, we've got some comedy tickets, and we're working on some others right now. So we'll have that for you.
But so that'll just be...
icing on the cake, won't it?
It's going to add. We just keep adding.
There we go. The goal this year is 12,000. It's the Relay for Life Radiothon. And it is April 28th, a Monday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. You're bringing the coffee?
Well, you know what, Terry? I don't drink coffee.
We'll figure that out.
I'll bring some Pepsis or Cokes or something. I heard their cinnamon rolls coming
out. All right. We'll see everybody on Monday the 28th. And thank you for listening to Focus. Mm-hmm.